Any cartels?
No.
No. Are there cartels in the shop? No, neither have I. Okay. There are some cartels at my place. No. No. Well, we will soldier on. Zach, can you make it your service today to get some cartels? Small, not like you know, half that size or two thirds that size. Udela varuna pura babage dvijamani gora amana jage. One problem is I can't read this. Hang on. Even though I've got the light. Okay. All right. Sorry. Udila varuna pura babhage dvijamani gora amara jage. Bakata sammuhalaya sate gila nagara brahoje. Tatai, tatai, bajaloko gana gana tahe bajeramo. Preme dala dala sonara anga sarane nupura baje. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena Bolore Vadana Bore. Keteni Dava Segela Rerati Sivata Sarira Saje. He mana dulaba mana sadeho paya ki koro baba na keho. Karile Yashoda Sutta Tarame Pati Belaje. Udita Tapana Oile Yasta Tinagelo Boli Oibe Biasta.
Tabe ke no ebe ala saho na bachari doyara je. Jivana anicca janaha sa taena na vita vibhatapa. Namasaya kori jatane tu mitakaha apanna kaje. Jivera kalyana sadhana tam jagate asi maduranam. Maduranam avijati mira tapana rupe vidgagane viraje. Krishna nam sudha koriya pan hudaya bhakati vinoda pran. Nama bina kichu nahi ko aro Kuda Baba Namaje. Jago, Kuda Chanda Bole. Maya pichachera kule bajibo baliya eche samsara pitare. Bhare Tomare Oite Ami Oinu Avatara. Tomara Tomara Enetio Shadamaya Nasibaro Lage. Nama Mahamantra Lato Me Mage Lato Me Mage. Bhakti Vinoda Prabhu Charane Padiya. Nama Manta Loelo Magia Manta Loelo Se Harinama Manta Loelo Magia Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadit Gobhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadit Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
When a tinge of red on the eastern horizon herald the sunrise, the jewel of the twice born, Lord Gurusundra immediately awakened. Taking his devotees with him, he went all over the countryside visiting the towns and villages of Nadia.
Mridanga's call resounded, tatai, tatai, and the jangjai metal, large metal cartels that looked like small cymbals in that kirtan played in time. Lord Mridanga's golden form slightly trembled in ecstatic love of Godhead, and his footbells jingled.
Lord Chaitanya called out to the townsfolk, "You spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. Now just fill your mouths with the holy names. Mukunda, Madhava, Yadhava, Hari, gently, without a doubt."
"You have achieved the prayer in your body. Don't you fail to this gift if you do not worship the Lord name of Mother Yashoda now. Then great sorrow awaits you at the time of your death.
With every rising and setting of the sun, it passes and is lost. Why then do you remain idle and do not serve the Lord of the mind?
This temporary life is full of various miseries. Take shelter of the holy name as your only business.
Desire to bless all their energy, the sweet name of Krishna is ascended to this material universe, and shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of the world.
Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna and thus satisfy the soul of the Thakur of Tirunola. There is nothing except the holy name which is all of the 14 words.
Lord Purana calls, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. You have slept so long in the lap of rich Maya.
He came into this world saying, O my Lord, I will certainly worship you. But having forgotten this promise, you have remained in great ignorance.
I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, who else is afraid?
I have brought this medicine for destroying the illusion of Maya. Now pray for this Leela Mahamudra.
After walking in the forest at the lotus feet of Gauranga, and after begging for the holy name, to receive the Mahamantra.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, The Science of God, Chapter 14, Ideal Family Life, text number 37. Puranyanena Srishtani Nritirya Grishi Devataha Shete Jivena Rupena Purushu Purusho Yasau Puranyanena Srishtani Nritirya Grishi Devataha Shete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purusho Yasau. Puranyanena Srishtani Nritirya Grishi Devataha Sete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purusho Yasau. Puranyanena Srishtani Nritirya Grishi Devataha Shete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purusho Yasau. Puranyanena Srishtani Nritirya Grishi Devataha Shete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purusho Yasau. Puranyanena Srishtani Nritirya Grishi Devataha Shete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purusho Yasau. Ladies,
Purani and Shristani.
Puranyanena Srishtani Nitriya Grishi Devataha Sete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purusho Yato Puranyanena Srishtani Nitriyagdishi Devataha Sete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purusho Yaso Puranyanena Srishtani Nitriyagdishi Devataha Sete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purusho Yaso Purani. Residential places. Or bodies. Anena. By him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srishtani. Among those creations. Ni. Man. Tiryaha. Other than human beings. Animals, birds, etc. Rishi. Saintly persons. Devataha. And demigods. Shete. Lies down. Jivena. With the living entities. Rupena. In the form of Paramatma, Pureshu, within these residential places, or bodies, Purushaha, the Supreme Lord, he indeed, Aso, he, the Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places, like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints and demigods. In all of these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus, he is known as the Purusha Avatar. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 61, it is said, Ishvaraha Savabhutanam Hridesharjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Savabhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. The living entity who is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists on the mercy of the Lord, who is always with him in any form of body. The living entity desires a particular type of material enjoyment, and thus the Lord supplies him with a body which is like a machine. Just to keep him alive in that body, the Lord remains with him as the Purusha, Chiradakasai Vishnu. This is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 35. Eko pyaso rachayatam jagadanta kotim yatschak. Hang on. Paramano Chayantarastam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the personality of Godhead Govinda, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of his plenary portions, and thus manifests his infinite energy throughout the material creation. The living entity, being part and parcel of the Lord, is known as Jiva. The Supreme Lord, Purusha, remains with the Jiva to enable him to enjoy material facilities. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Girim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Okay. Purani. Purani, which is described here as residence, right? Residential places, so home, abode, house, right? And interestingly, here, body, right? So the body is a residence, it's an abode, a place of dwelling for the living entity. And of course this is a pivotal point, salient point, essential point, that we understand the nature of our relationship with the body. Prabhupada gives the example of how we say, my hand, my arm, my head, even my mind or my intelligence, right? So in relationship with this body, we are something separate from it. We have to be, in order for us to be able to identify that it belongs to us. We don't say, I hand, I arm, I head. Although sometimes we get confused about mind and our identity, or even intelligence. But actually we're separate from those. We can sit back and observe the mind working, I don't know if you've noticed, never stops, right? Mind never stops, just keeps on, right? Although a very interesting machine, because it's you feed it information and it processes it. Have you noticed? Feed the mind information and absorbs it. It's like a sponge absorbs water. The mind absorbs the input coming from the senses, right? And coupled with the intelligence, it sorts out that information and stores it away, tucks it away for future reference. In a multitude of circumstances and situations, and it serves us, actually. It serves us. So But the important point is that we are separate from the workings of the body. The body exists on the gross level, the things that we can feel, touch, taste, smell, observe, on the gross level, and also on the subtle. There's a subtle element or a subtle existence to the body, made up of the mind and the intelligence, of which we're able to observe the workings. So that makes us separate. And that's our residence, as is explained here, or mentioned here, Purani. That's the residence within which we... And we need to understand that. This is one of the first points, one of the first lessons that we need to learn is our identity in relationship with the body. What? And of course, and you know, what's our first teaching? You're not the body. You're not the body. Although, actually, it's more subtle than that. You're not the body, but you are the body. Right? What? How can we not be the body, but also be the body? Right? Because even though we're observing what's going on, we still have an identification with the body. Right? We can't totally detach ourselves from that existence. Sometimes we try, you know, philosophically we try to. Oh, I'm not the body. It's okay, I can do what I like. How long does that usually last for? Not very long, right? Try not eating. Okay, you're not the body, so what's the problem? Try it. Or try not sleeping. Give that a try and see what happens. See how long you last. So, very interesting body though. Interesting form, because this vehicle, especially the human form, is considered a great opportunity because it affords us the capacity to understand the relationships, deeply understand the relationships, and deeply understand the separation or the difference between our spiritual identity and the material identity, and understand the combination of the both, and how using them properly gives us an opportunity to realize and to act on the spiritual platform. Not by doing, you know, silly things, but by living a very regulated lifestyle and using this vehicle as a means for cultivating knowledge, as a means of cultivating understanding, right? And of course, the basis of that understanding is, and the most important understanding or realization is to come to the platform of identifying ourselves as a spiritual being and understanding our relationship with the original being, our source, right, which ultimately is Krishna. And what is being described here? The Purusha avatars, right? Because how does all of this facility, how does it all work? How is it all arranged, right? And if we look at things, we realize, and we experience things, we realize it's not us, right? To a degree, we have control, right? We are controllers, right? In order to enjoy, which is our natural tendency, we need to control, right? But, as is mentioned here, there is a superior controller. Upadrashta Anumanta Cha, the overseer and the permitter. And it's Prabhupada quotes this verse, 1861. Ishvaraha, controller, right? Sarvabhuteshu, of everybody. And where is he? Hridayashajuna Tishtati, situated with everybody's heart. Actually, the second verse that Prabhupada quotes, which is pretty amazing, from the Brahma Samhita, says that not only is he in everybody's heart, he's in every atom. Right? He's in every atom. Now that's quite challenging, really, when you think about it, right? That is, within everybody's heart is also pretty challenging. Because how does he do that? I'm there, I'm in the heart, and Krishna's in the heart also, but where is he? Right? How many of, please raise your hands if you can see Krishna within your heart? Okay, one person got his hand up. A very fortunate person. But generally speaking, an exception proves the rule, right? How many of us have a direct perception of Krishna within the heart? Which is the purpose of yoga practice, right? Prabhupada says. And we're all chanting Hare Krishna and none of us can see him. What's that about our yoga practice?
Just beginning.
Or there are different elements, there are different ways to perceive Krishna within the heart. Right? One of the primary ways in which we perceive Krishna within the heart is to hear from the spiritual master. Right? And inquire. Pariprashnena. Right? Pranipatena pariprashnena. And then what? Sevaya, right? Service. Right? If we want to see Krishna within the heart, we hear first of all from his representative, who manifests externally in the form of the guru, right? And of course the guru has many forms, right? So in one sense, the guru is also an avatar, right? In other words, one who descends. Avatara means one who descends into the material world to give enlightenment, to give, right? This is a nature of a brahmana, is to give. Tadati pratigrinati guyamakyati prichati. Patan patan. Dana pratigraha. Isn't it? Something like that. Yes. To perform jagya, to engage others in jagya, to study the scripture, to teach the scripture, to give in charity, to receive in charity. These are the activities of a brahmana, right? And so the spiritual master gives transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge, gives an opportunity to render service to Krishna. Right? What's the first opportunity we generally give people to serve Krishna? What's the first opportunity, do you think? Maybe more than one. Hands up if you think you know. What's the first opportunity? Rasa?
Hearing.
Hearing what?
Hearing.
What? Yeah, the holy name. Yeah, that's the first. What was Lord Chaitanya doing? Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up, sleeping souls. Come and chant Hare Krishna with us. What? So one of the most charitable activities of the devotees is just to go and chant Hare Krishna. Of course, we get benefit from chanting Hare Krishna, but the main benefit, or not the main benefit, but the one of the main purposes of the Hare Krishna movement is to give others an opportunity to hear the holy name and to chant. Huh? That's what happens. People hear the holy name and then they start saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why are you always chanting Hare Krishna? What? Don't you know anything else? But then if you stop chanting Hare Krishna, they'll say, hey, why aren't you chanting Hare Krishna? Right? It's powerful, very powerful. The Maha Mantra is very powerful. So, we realize the form of Krishna within the heart through the manifestation of the spiritual master or through the manifestation of the devotees, right? So I don't know about you, but when I met the devotees, what was the first thing they told me was, chant Hare Krishna, huh? Although that's not, they also gave me some prasadam. Right. So what is it? Ata Sri Krishna Namadi. Right. The process of devotional service begins with the tongue, right? One of my friends went to the temple on Govardhan Puja and he came home with prasadam, came back to our place, and he gave me a samosa. Boy, that was a good samosa, I tell you. I thought, wow, that's pretty good. Right? Then he gave me a gulab jamun, and I couldn't eat. I spat the gulab jamun. I was like, what's that? You know, I'd never had something so sweet in my life. It was such a samosa I could easily relate to. Already a vegetarian, so the samosa was like, wow, this is pretty good. These Hare Krishnas are onto something. And before that I'd heard the chanting and one of the devotees had given me a card, an invitation to the Sunday feast, but on the back, what did it say? Chant Hare Krishna. Huh? So we meet Krishna in the form of the spiritual master, in the form of the devotees, and then the devotees being kind and caring and affectionate. They want our best, they want us to achieve our best potential. Right? We want people to achieve their real purpose in life. You've got the human form, which is what Lord Chaitanya is saying. You're in the human form of life. Don't waste your time. Take advantage of the opportunity and chant Hare Krishna. Huh? So devotees are givers. Right? They're givers. They want everybody to take advantage of the opportunity to render service to Krishna through initially engaging the tongue, chant Hare Krishna, honor prasadam, and also hearing. The unique facility that we have in the human form is to receive instructions and be able to process them and then apply them. Right? You can preach to a dog all day. Right? You're not the body. You're just going to... Right? And then want to lick you. See what you taste like. Prabhupada says, when a dog is licking you, it's just testing out to see what you're going to taste like. So human form of life is a great opportunity. An opportunity to render service. Right? That's our natural position, is to be a servant. But instead of serving the mind and the senses and family and country and all sorts of mental concoctions, our main service is to render, to re-establish our relationship with Krishna. So Krishna appears in a form of the devotees and in a form of the spiritual master to remind us of that relationship so that we can act appropriately, act properly in this dwelling, right? Purani, this dwelling of the body, which is overseen by Krishna, situated within the heart. Difficult for us to perceive the Lord's instructions in his form as the super soul, but not difficult to receive the instructions of Krishna from his representative. Right? That's why he appears in the form of the devotees, why he appears in the form of the guru. And many gurus, Vande Gurun, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, I offer my obeisances to my gurus. Plural, not just to my guru. Because the guru manifests in many different forms. So, and in that way then, by rendering service, right? Inquiring, why am I suffering? Who am I? How should I act to avoid the suffering and to uncover or reconnect with who I really am? Right? Is done by taking the instructions of the guru and applying them properly. And in that way then, Krishna reveals himself. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna gives. Krishna gives himself to those devotees who follow the order of the guru, follow the instructions of the spiritual master. So, Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, Krishna, in a form of the super soul, the Paramatma, facilitates the desires of the living entity and gives him this material body so that he can enjoy it. Right? Are you all enjoying? Raise your hands. If you're having fun, you are. Okay, good. Stick around. There's also suffering, right? Jamma mritya jara vyadi dukkha dosha anudashanam. Right? Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita that there's birth, death, old age and disease as well. There's enjoyment, yes, but there's also suffering. And the real enjoyment, the perfection of existence is not so much to enjoy the material, but learn to relish the spiritual, to connect with the spiritual and enjoy that experience, because that's who we really are. That's a permanent experience, not these temporary experiences that we enjoy or suffer in material existence. One of the reasons why a devotee, in the beginning, Krishna says, tatiksha, one has to be tolerant, because the material world's always changing. One day we're having fun, the next day we've got a toothache. Right? You know, it's a big thing when you're a kid, your tooth falls out. You experience that? Tooth fall out. it wobbles around for a while, and then it falls out. And then what you did is you put your tooth in a glass of water in the kitchen, and then in the morning there will be sixpence. Did you get sixpence, John? Yeah, sixpence. That's a big thing. Huh? To see how attached to the body we are, right? Big thing. But teeth can be a huge source of suffering, right? Very interesting. We use our teeth to enjoy when we're taking prasadam. But then, you know, have a problem with your teeth and you'll suffer like anything. So material energy is designed in a very interesting way, right? Here, come and have fun. And then, take that, right? So this is to be tolerated, right? This is to be tolerated. The comings and goings of the material existence. And that's to teach us there's no permanent solutions in the material world. It's always a place of beginning, middle, end. And then do it again, right? Do it again, do it again. Whereas from the spiritual platform, activities and engagements on the spiritual platform give a relish and a taste. What is it? Krishna says, param drishtva, a higher taste that transcends the comings and goings of material existence, birth and death, old age and disease. So Krishna appears in a form of the super soul to direct all of these wanderings. And the opportunity is to enjoy the material world. But as is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Vedas, yes, there's enjoyment, but there's also suffering. It's not a place of permanence. It's asat. Right? What's that verse? Vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate svataha. So the wise say that of the temporary there is no permanence, right? And of the permanent there is no cessation. So that's referring to the material body, impermanent. But the spirit soul, no cessation, right? Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. So, from the material perspective, it's impermanent. From the spiritual perspective, from the perspective of the Paramatma, who's orchestrating all of these things, and from the perspective of the spirit soul, the living entity, the jiva, as Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, there is no cessation. Right? No cessation. And Krishna appears in the form of the devotees, in the form of the spiritual master, to remind us, like in the song we sung earlier, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, wake up, sleeping souls. So in this way, the devotees are givers, right? They give the science of self-realization. They give the chanting of Hare Krishna. They give the practice of devotional service because that's the means by which we get out of this, that we make sense of what's going on around us. Right? This is the beginning of Vedic knowledge, is sambandha, the understanding of relationship. Right? The understanding of who am I? What is this body? Who is the super soul? Why is he directing the wanderings of everybody? What's his purpose? What's my purpose? One of the things that, you know, when you're a teenager, Well, I don't know about you, but certainly when I was a teenager, I was often walking around the place trying to work out, what the hell am I supposed to be doing here? Right? My parents tell me to do this. My friends tell me to do something else. Right? The radio is telling me to do something else. Right? Because, you know, in the 60s, when I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, the modern, the dissemination of information was all coming out of the radio, the wireless. How many of you listen to the radio these days? Raise your hands. Hey, it's okay, I saw you. There's nothing wrong with listening to the radio. It's what you're listening to. Prabhupada's radio. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, you know, and everybody's pretty much in a state of confusion. Aham ameti, I and mine. That's what everybody's thinking in the material world. Right? Whereas Krishna appears in the form of the super soul, he appears as the guru to remind us, you're not this body. You're a servant of Krishna. You need to engage in Krishna's service in order to realize yourself. This is a self-realization. And Prabhupada says, when the sun comes up in the morning, then the ignorance of night, right, and the inability to perceive what's going on is removed. So similarly also, when we chant Hare Krishna and when we're engaged in Krishna's service, then that kind of switches the lights on. We become aware. As Krishna says, I, out of compassion for them, evam ekano, what is it, evam? Yes, jnana dipena basvata, the torch or the lamp of divya jnana awakens us. Right? This is enlightenment. Krishna says, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling within the heart, destroy the darkness of knowledge with the lamp of transcendental realization. Right? Yeah. So, very interesting. And Prabhupada's quoting here from the Brahma Samhita that Krishna is situated within the heart, but he's also situated within all of the atoms, right? And it's like, whoa, how does he do that? Right? But as is mentioned here, he's Paramanu. He's smaller than the smallest. So he can exist in his entirety. And that means he, along with all of his associates, along with the spiritual world, everything exists within the atom. That's pretty far out, right? It's like, what? How does he do that? Right? But for him, he's so powerful. And he can be so infinitesimally small, he resides within the atom along with everybody else. And there's no lack of space, right? We think the atom, ooh, that's really small. But for Krishna, it is really small, but he's still able to live there and reside there with everybody and have plenty of space, right? Because he's unlimited. Unlimited means he can do anything. And sometimes people say, oh, why are you limiting God by worshipping in a form? Right? And a material form, notionally, material form. But we say, why are you saying he can't do that? If he's unlimited, he can do whatever he likes. He can be in a form, he can have no form. He can be present before us, or he can be within the atom. This is a meditation for the devotees. We meditate on these things so that we can understand them. Otherwise, it's almost impossible to understand. How can God be outside of everything and we're within him, and yet he's inside everything? So, whoa, that's far out. How do you do that? Well, you have to be God to know and to be even able to do that, right? So on the one hand, he's the personality of Godhead, and on the other hand, he's the energy within everything. And as the personality, he's within everything in his personal form, the Purusha. Right? This is why Prabhupada says here, Purusha avatar, the Purusha who descends from the spiritual world into the material world and manifests and maintains, creates, srishti, right? Creates, maintains, and then ultimately destroys, right? The material creation. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And then around it goes, right? So we're given the opportunity, and we as devotees give others the opportunity to understand these very, very transient. They're subtle, beyond subtle. They're transcendental understandings of how the creation works. That God enters it. Well, God created the universe has come out from the breathing of Mahavishnu's, you know, lying down on the Karana Jal, the causal ocean, right? And he's having a snooze, and then while he's having a snooze, from his breathing, and he breathes through the pores of his skin, the universe has come out in seed form and then expand, right? And this is just within his breathing, right? So when he breathes out, out come the universes initially in a seed form, and then poof, and we get what we've got going on around us. But then when he breathes in, they all dismantled and then absorbed back into his body. Do you believe that? Huh? That's pretty far out. We're not able to see it, so we have to accept it from the scripture. And so that's the manifestation of the material creation. Then when he's created each one of those universes, he expands himself again as the Garbhodaka Shri Vishnu, from whom Lord Brahma comes, and then the whole universe is filled up with creation. The elements are given to Brahma, but then he puts it into shape. So he's like a sub-creator. But the original creator is Lord Vishnu, who provides the facility, the material elements, subtle and gross, by which or with which Brahma engineers the structure of the universe. This is what's described in the Bhagavatam, right? And then the form that's mentioned here, the Purusha avatar. So we've had Mahavishnu and Karanadakasaya Vishnu, Garbhodakasaya Vishnu, then Chiradakasaya Vishnu is the Lord who appears in the form of the Supersoul. And he's within everything. Within everybody's heart, within every atom. So he's everywhere. But as a person, whew, that's just far out, isn't it? Like when you hear that, it's like, really? And we this is the only way we can really understand these principles is by hearing them. That's why hearing is so important. And why the Purush appears in a form of the Guru to reveal himself, to teach us. Here's who you are. Here's who I am. Here's our relationship. Here's what you need to do. Right? Don't do that and you'll be lost. Right? Like I was when I was a teenager. I was just lost. I was thinking, there's got to be purpose here. What is it? Right? It wasn't until I met the devotees and they said, you're a servant of Krishna and you should serve him. Then things started to make sense. Oh, is that what it is? Huh? It wasn't until I met the devotees and got to engage in devotional service that I actually did anything practically useful. Huh? Now, the interesting thing is, then, if we want to realize these things, that service is essential. Right? Krishna says, if you render service to me through the agency of the devotee or the spiritual master, right? Those individuals, those persons who reveal this knowledge, right? You're a servant of Krishna, your purpose is to serve Krishna, and you engage in those activities, that's the key by which you can open up a realization of those things within the heart. Right? That's why Krishna says, you serve me, I'll reveal myself. Tesham satatam yuktanam. Right? Those who constantly engage in my service, tadami buddhijogam tam. I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. And then that next verse. Jnana dipena basvata. I destroy the ignorance with transcendental knowledge injected within the heart. Right? And it comes about as a, this is why service is so important. Right? And why giving is so important, actually. This is, Lord Chaitanya is just giving. Krishna prema pradayate. Right? He's just giving. Devotees are giving. We don't come to, well, sometimes we may come to devotional service to take. What would be surprising about that? But actually, the mood of Krishna, especially the mood of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya and his associates is to give. Krishna prema. Not to take. Right? But to give. That's, we're givers, not takers. So, Krishna is very kind in that he manifests in the form of the devotee. And the devotee appears then as the guru. Little guru or big guru, it doesn't matter, right? If somebody gives you, like Prabhupada had a heart attack in New York, and the doctor that treated him was drunk. He was a drunkard. Yet, he said, the old man is praying too much. He said he should exercise, right? He should go for a walk every day. So Prabhupada said, you know, even though he's a drunk and he doesn't really appreciate, still he gave me good advice, I should take it. Even though he's a drunk, if a drunk gives you good advice, do you ignore it because he's a drunk? No. If somebody gives you good advice, you follow it. Right? So the devotees are those who give us good advice. Chant Hare Krishna. Render service to Krishna. Render service to the devotees. That's because they're Krishna's representative. Huh? You can't expect to see Krishna immediately. He's the most, you know, he's the original supreme personality. Prabhupada gives the example of wanting to see the queen. Well, these days it's the king, right? If you go to Buckingham Palace and just rock up and knock on the front door and say, I want to see the king. They're going to say, who are you? What makes you, you know, What makes you, have you got an appointment? Right? So if you want to see the king, you have to get an appointment. So that means you've got to approach his secretary at least. Right? And then even then you'll be lucky. You'll be lucky. They'll say, come back on such and such a day when there's a procession or whatever. So just as if we want to approach the king, we have to approach through the right channels. So similarly, if we want to approach Krishna, then we've got to approach him through the proper means, the proper avenue. And that's why Krishna appears in the form of the guru. He's a manifestation, the external manifestation of the super soul situated within the heart. And by rendering service to him is as good as rendering service to Krishna. That way Krishna reciprocates. When we render service to the guru, Krishna reciprocates, because that's the system that he wants us to follow, to pursue. Okay, does anybody have any comments or questions? Please raise your hand. No, reflect. Reflect for 1 minute. Okay? Just think. You know what reflect means? Yeah. See what comes, what bubbles to the surface of your consciousness. And then you can share that with us. Where's the mic? Who hasn't finished reflecting? Okay, keep at it.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned when Krishna will give himself to the devotee when he follows the instructions of his spiritual master. So how can we make sure that we don't lose the thought of our spiritual master even for a moment?
Follow his or her instructions. Yeah, easy answer. Next. Anybody else? Rasanandini.
Thank you. The scriptures give us a very elaborate description of the Purusha avatars.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate to have that description. And you also mentioned how kind Lord Chaitanya is, that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, that they're always giving. Through the extensive descriptions of the Purusha avatars, we can also understand Lord Chaitanya, the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And he makes it easier for us to approach that knowledge.
Yes, yep. Lord Chaitanya is a very special avatar, Karuna avatar. He's a mercy avatar. All he does is give. And his main gift is the holy name, is the chanting of Hare Krishna. That's Lord Chaitanya's main offering. But it's the complexity or the the diversity of what he's giving is masked somewhat by the simplicity of the process. Just three words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But how hard is that? Pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
But not so easy also to just chant and absorb one's consciousness in the sound of the mantra. So the offering of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of the holy name is also accompanied by the process. What is it? Ganana Vidina. Right? And that's called the rules of counting. Right? Counting. Sankhya Puravakanama Ganana Tibhi. Right? This is the process of the Goswamis also. Counting mantras. So there's the counting, and then there's aparads to be avoided, right? Offenses to be avoided. So you know, Lord Chaitanya says, here I'm giving you the holy name, right? Take it. But along with taking the holy name is also the practice, the process itself, right? But and within that, even though it's the simple activity of chanting Hare Krishna, it's extraordinarily powerful. Especially if you rise early in the morning, right? Rise early, Brahma Muhurta, and just chant. What happens? What happens when you rise early and all you do is chant Hare Krishna? What happens?
Become purified?
All sorts of stuff. All sorts of things happen within the heart. Right? Yeah, yeah, become purified. Start to realize. I mean, the first time I went to the temple and for the morning program, and we were chanting japa, I was walking around Tulsi, and then all of a sudden I could just hear the Maha Mantra, and I thought, it just struck me. I thought, this is it, it's real. I just had such a deep experience of the holy name. It was only for a moment or two, and then gone. Oh, that's it. I've been trying to do that ever since. Trying to get back to that experience of the holy name. Huh. So, yeah. Lord Chaitanya is very, very merciful. So he gives us that opportunity to connect with him through the chanting and the process of chanting. Counting and avoiding the offences, and through that purification, then just as Krishna is within the atom, Krishna is within the universe. Krishna is, you know, within the whole creation. He's within our heart, and the chanting of Hare Krishna gives us an opportunity, a process of purification, so that we can realize him within the heart.
Prabhu, that verse that you quoted, is it chanting and the offences? Where is that from?
No, it's from one of the Puranas. The Ganana Vidina is from a verse. The verse goes like this. Actually, I think it's I'm not sure where it's from, actually, but it's. I know where It's in the Bhajana Rahasya. It's the second verse of the Bhajana Rahasya. And it's a glorification of Lord Chaitanya, who appears and accepts the residents of Bengal, effectively, but the residents of Navadvip as his family, right? And who teaches the Sankirtan, or teaches the chanting of Hare Krishna, with the order to chant according to the Ganana Vidhi, the rules of counting, right? The rules of counting. And in that way, Lord Chaitanya reveals everything through chanting, basically. Yeah. Hare Krishna. I'm still studying that verse. Yeah. Okay, what about the rules of taking prasadam? Yeah? That's next. If you want to relish taking prasadam, here's a tip. First of all, give it to others. Right? Like I said, we're givers, not takers. If you want to really enjoy prasadam, give it to others. Whereas we usually think, I want to be first. I want the burfi and the rasagula. Right? But actually, there's a sweeter taste than burfi and rasgulla. That's giving the burfi and rasgulla to others. Okay? Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mahaprasadam ki jai. Mahavadanyaya ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Shaktaitam Kamadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Shtam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrindam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrindam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrindam
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama.